This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Obama is warning Russia about possible new economic sanctions unless it does more to pressure pro-Russian separatists to cooperate with investigators at the Malaysian Airlines crash site. The U.S. says a missile fired from separatist territory brought down the plane. Russia's defense ministry says it sees no evidence of a missile and suggested Ukraine's military could be at fault. And what about Europe's response? The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker joins us from London. Andrew, President Obama seems to be pressuring Europeans to ratchet up sanctions against Russia. Do you see that happening?
They may well go a bit further with the kind of things they've already done, that's to say targeting particular individuals who may be associated with President Putin. But there is real reluctance to go for wider-ranging economic sanctions that would do real damage to Russia. To caricature it a bit, I think the European response would be along the lines of, well, President Obama, it's kind of easy for you to say that, but we in Europe could well be doing ourselves a great deal more damage than America would do by getting tough with Russia.
This becomes clear, Andrew, when you take a look at France. They're building some, I think, warships to sell to Russia, and France, I think, is still inclined to deliver those ships.
They are absolutely inclined to still deliver them, and that's certainly one very specific contract. But the degree of economic dependency, and perhaps dependency is too strong a word in some respects, but in relation to energy, the relationship is very strong. Europe is becoming increasingly dependent on imported energy, and if you look at gas, coal, oil, Russia is a major supplier, and it's also actually a significant supplier in relation to the nuclear industry, which is civilian nuclear power. So the idea of imposing much tougher restrictions on trade with Russia could have a major impact on Europe's own energy security.
The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker in London. Andrew, thanks.
My pleasure, David.